This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Morning Coffee Club. I'm Billy Kidd. TJ's here. Hope is here. Have we announced that we actually have an engineer in our building named Dylan Scott now?
Oh my God.
Oh my God. I didn't piece that together.
That's right.
When that email first came out, and he's been here for, I don't know, a month or two, I was like, oh my God, Dylan Scott works here now. Boy's got a bunch of number one hits.
I didn't know what his last name was. So thank you. Nice. Now I'll remember.
Now you know. Did you get a dog? You were talking about dogs, Hope, the other day, and you like had a twinkle in your eye, like something's up.
No. I am not getting a dog. My girlfriend had a stray in her yard yesterday, and her and her roommates are going through. They grab it. It's a little Yorkie, and they're checking the Ring. I didn't know that Ring had a social media, but they're checking that. They're checking the Nextdoor app. They're checking Facebook groups, and nobody's posted in the area that they have a dog missing. So she goes, brings it over to Lollipop, which I would never think to do any of these things. I don't know how to check if dog's microchipped or whatever. So brings it over, and they say, if the dog isn't picked up in 5 days, you'll have first dibs if you want to adopt her. She calls me, Hope. Oh my God, you would love this dog. This dog is perfect for you. We have to keep this dog. I was like, I'm not getting a dog. We're not getting a dog. So we go check last night to see if the dog was still on the website. Paige is gone. I'm like, well, what if we just see what other dogs are available?
Oh, you are 100% getting a dog.
Yeah. I'm not getting a dog.
So your concern for the cute little doggy that was rescued went home and is now home with his little family.
I
and
love
snuggling
that for
with them. The kids at night. You should be happy for the dog.
I'm beyond happy for the dog. I'm so happy for that dog.
TJ, did she not just say, I'm not getting a dog?
She said, I'm not getting a dog, but she's going to look. Now, what if you walk in and they have one of those like little foo-foo Paris Hilton dogs that you could like
purse dogs.
Put like, a little purse dog that you could put like I Heart Hope little thing on its head.
Well, we are.
Or Hope Jr. And it's all white. What about that?
There was a cat named Hope that's available.
Oh, boy.
See?
I did look at Hope. No, but we are going to.
That would be confusing in your house.
I have never gone to a humane society and not come home with a dog.
Right?
Ever.
You can't get a pet named after you.
Well, we are going to meet 113-pound good boy today named Duke. But we are not he's not coming home.
You
with
are
me.
Getting a dog.
Uh-huh.
I'm not getting a dog.
You want to put money on this, TJ?
Okay.
I got $5. She gets a dog.
I mean, it's Hope. So she doesn't want to share her home time with anyone but Hope.
That's a good point.
So I don't know. I think I'm going to have to go for a K-cup that she will treat this like a petting zoo.
I mean,
okay.
Didn't you just say you got a cat, Billy?
I did. The cat distribution system has made a deposit at my home.
Oh.
We'll talk about that in a few minutes right here on The B. Lee Bryce on The B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. I'm Billy Kidd. TJ's here. Hope is here. The text line is open. The phone line, same number, 252-WBEE. Now, I love a good conspiracy. I don't believe most of them, but I enjoy them. There is one that came out on the TikTok.
TikTok.
Remember they had all those drones? It's like, it's aliens.
Yeah.
It's aliens coming out of the ocean. And then there's the Bigfoot. There's all these things. And then in my feed came this thing called the cat distribution system.
The what?
The cat distribution system. It's basically that if you are a fan of cats, the cats will find you.
Oh.
And there's some secret society out there that knows this, and they will deposit them into your life. This happened in my house. I would not believe it if it didn't happen to me.
Like stink bugs can detect where the other stink bugs are.
Yes.
That's why there's always a stink bug party in my house.
So the cat distribution system, a couple weeks ago, we have a Ring camera. Mm-hmm. And it's not unusual for cats to be on our front deck. Happens literally every day. Random cats in the neighborhood. They come up, they check things out, they look around, then they go away. And one night, and this was when it was like 5 degrees out, this little cute little tiger cat, less than a year old, walks up on the porch and literally looked into that camera and was just sitting there staring at me through the camera. Right? So you're giving me the look. And I gave my wife that look. And I was like, there's a cat looking into our camera out there. The cat never left for like 4 days.
Yeah, I'm looking at you.
Yes. So just hung out on the porch. I went out. We felt bad because it was so cold. We went on Facebook. We did all the stuff you could do to find its home. Clearly came from somebody's house. Mm-hmm. Super friendly, healthy. And we went, at one point we were like, I built this little thing with a lamp in it to keep it warm. It didn't hang out. It hung out on the couch. And I swear it was staring in the camera most of the time.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Time.
It just decided it no longer wanted to live with whoever it was living
yes,
with.
It chose us.
The distribution now, of the cats.
Now we have a cat.
Oh my gosh.
Now we have two cats.
You kept it.
We ended up keeping it. We took it to the vet, made sure it's healthy, because we already had a cat. You can't have the strange cats near them because there's feline stuff that you don't want to spread. So got a clear bill of health. And then it was like, well, do we take it to a shelter or do we just give this little kitty home? And, you know, the TikTok doesn't lie about the UFOs and the drones or the cat distribution system. It's on the B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. Good morning, Billy, TJ, Hope. I've been trying to save money at the grocery stores. Been buying off-brand items for name-brand items that I usually buy just because you're just familiar with it, right?
Yeah.
So we just had been talking about the cat distribution system made another deposit at my house. So I now have two cats. And that cat box gets filled immediately.
Yeah.
So I had been buying the more expensive stuff that's odor-free and clumping and blah, blah, blah. So I was at Aldi's and I saw how cheap kitty litter was there. I'm like, I'm grabbing this. And I got it home, and it's as if there is no scent control at all.
Ew.
My house stinks right now because of that stuff.
Oh, that's not good.
So we're going back to the expensive stuff, but because it works.
Yeah.
You know, and that's...
Oh, that's a bummer.
That's one thing I'm not going to... I can't go there with kitty litter.
Can't skimp on it.
Is there stuff that you guys buy that you would absolutely not go to, like, some off-brand on?
I've tried off-brand paper towels, and they just disintegrate. So I go and reluctantly pick up my quicker picker upper off the shelf, put the lumberjack in my cart.
It is more.
It's so much more expensive. But I'm like, I go through it so less frequently because I only need one. I hate it.
At your house, TJ, food? Is there something that your kids like? Or
I'll tell you, they beg me. And it's a treat when I go name brand. Because we all know.
Mom's bringing home the ragu.
What the summit is, right? The summit soda.
The
Aldi's Summit Cola.
Oh, gotcha. Oh,
okay, we're talking 89 cents. Well, all of you people drink way too much soda. So I'm buying the 89 cent one, not the $3 Coca-Cola. But every once in a while, they'll be out of Summit, or I'll have to run to a different store, and there will be Coke in the fridge. And you would think I brought home $1 million. The fridge opens, they're like, oh my gosh, she got Coke.
Mama.
Yeah, no, not Summit, Coca-Cola.
Mama got a bonus. Woo! Tyler Hubbard on 92.5 WBEE. It's Be Morning Coffee Club, Billy, TJ, Hope. And you can join the show too, 252-WBEE. That is the phone line and the text line. And we got some big news here in Western New York yesterday.
The Bills make me want to shout. Kick your heels up and shout. Throw your hands up and shout.
That's right. We have him until 2030.
And
officially.
We don't even have to say who he is.
We all know who he is. Joshy. The Joshua. The Josh. The MVP. Yeah, he signed it off. Fat contract.
How much?
It's like
$330
million.
For 6 years.
Yes.
Good Lord.
So we got him until 2030. So that's all I care about. That's great. And we did free up some of the money. We got rid of Von Miller. I've been trying to follow like who we're keeping. We got Shakir, which is good, but I didn't know that we lost Mac Hollins. But you're right. I can't believe Hope knew before I did.
That is
but
shocking.
But just because someone shared it on social media.
I almost sent you a screenshot yesterday. It had been posted an hour prior. I was like, she already knows. I'm going to be telling her old news. And then I come in this morning.
God.
I was like, you didn't know?
He signed a one-year deal with the Patriots, which kind of stinks, but whatever.
So he could be back playing a game here in Buffalo for the opposing team then.
Correct.
Ooh.
Correct, but whatever. They need all the help they can get.
Well, the good news is Josh has enough money to cover that wedding.
So,
because I was worried about that.
Yeah.
Oh,
Josh,
yeah, I'm sure you were worried.
Supposedly, he's supposed to be getting married the weekend after my daughter.
Really?
In May.
How do you know this?
Well, players are letting it slip as far as when the wedding is. I don't know if it's going to be in Buffalo. I don't know where it's going to be. I don't know if it's this May or next May. They just said the end of May. And I'm like, the end of May? My daughter's getting married the week before the end of May.
There is
so how great would
no
it be?
No way he's getting married in Buffalo.
Why not?
He
no
just
way.
Signed this huge contract. It's a part of his life. It's a part of him and Haley's love story.
They're like the king and queen of Buffalo. Why wouldn't you want to get married where you're king queen?
But Haley's a Hollywood girl.
Yeah. He's a California boy.
They're getting married in California.
You think?
Do we need to start betting on stuff? I'm totally down for like dumb side bets here.
I think Buffalo would be sad.
I agree with you. Now, we all know I'm not
even
a big sports guy.
Even though we have zero right to say anything about where this man gets married.
Poor
we
Joshy.
Feel like we have some sort of say.
We're part of his life, aren't we? Sure.
We have some say.
Here's